Our initial call was for tree limbs that fell on power lines and were sparking. By the time our first unit got there, they already had a major grass fire. With the proliferation of dry vegetation and the winds blowing up to 35, 40 miles an hour, this was a very fast-moving fire. We don't have a real accurate number of acres, but the estimate is somewhere between 70 and 100 acres burned altogether. Fortunately, no structures except for one old abandoned shed. No injuries. Everybody is back in their homes now. We still have crews on the scene mopping up some hot spots, but as far as the actual grass fire itself, it's 100% contained.
The tree limb and power line location, if you know.
It was on the feeder road of Earl Rudder Freeway, north of where Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Emerald Forest meet there at the freeway.
So the north winds then would have usually pushed it over 2818, and is that the direction that went then?
Yes, it went kind of southwest, and like I said, by the time our crews got on the scene, it was already jumping 2818. So it was pretty hectic for a while, very, very fast-moving grass fire. It's one of those grass fires that's running faster than you can.
Well, obviously, you all ran fast enough to save a church and a mobile home park and an office building and who knows what else.
Fortunately, we were able to get in front of it enough to protect all the tangible property.
And did I mention all the properties that would have been in line of this thing initially? Between Crystal Park and the Brethren Church and that mobile home park off of Texas?
Right. Actually, there's two mobile home parks off of Texas, and then there's a housing subdivision just south of Crystal Park Plaza, and then houses also along Morgan's Lane and Mile Drive.